The text for our meditation this morning comes from the first chapter of James, verses 16 to 18. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. My friends in Christ, fellow redeemed, it's that time of year again, isn't it? Springtime, the grass is turning green, the bushes are starting to bud, the flowers are coming out on the trees and blossoming, the sun is rising earlier and setting later. There's something amazing about springtime that just makes you smile. We made it through the winter. No more heavy coats, no more hiding inside from the cold, no more dormant trees and plants. Breathe it in. You can smell it, can't you? It smells like green things and flowers and sunshine and new life. It's this time of year when we usually start beginning planting our gardens. Have you ever done much gardening in your life? If you have, you know that it takes a lot of hard work in the springtime, hard work in planting if you want to harvest all those delicious fruits and vegetables at the end of summer. There are three main steps to planting your garden. First, you have to till the ground. Good soil requires aeration, and that means tilling. Secondly, you have to plant the seeds. Long, specific rows with just enough dirt to cover up your seed. Finally, careful tending such as watering and weeding is required for the next few months until your plants are ready to be picked of their delicious fruit to be enjoyed in the home. In the same way, God's garden takes careful tilling, planting, and growing. In verse 17 of our text, James refers to God the great gardener as the Father of lights. Our Lord has many different names found throughout Scripture, but this one is unique. In all of Scripture, this term, Father of lights, is only found in this one verse. In the Apostles' Creed, we say, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. God the Father's work can be summed up in one word, creation. Of course, in his work of creation, he also preserves, provides for, and protects his creation and his people. You may have heard a couple weeks ago that the Hubble Space Telescope celebrated its 25th anniversary. You've seen the images, the incredible nebulas, the distant comets and asteroids, the great galaxies, all contained in our universe. And it was all created in one week. Creation itself attests to the Father's handiwork, as does Scripture. Psalm 74:16, yours is the day, yours also is the night. You have established the heavenly lights and the sun. God has tilled the garden of his universe to perfection. The evidence of God found in nature and his word is the perfect soil in which to grow the seed of his word. James says that with the Father of lights there is no shadow or variation of turning. In nature, shadows are cast by the rotating of the earth, by the eclipses of the sun or the moon. With God there is only light. Malachi 3:6, for I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. Our great God is not whimsical. He doesn't change his mind. He does not break his promises. He consumes sin, and he swallows up death in victory. And James tells us that every good thing comes from him. Verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. In the original Greek, the first word here for gift is usually translated as giving. Every act of giving that the Father of Light sends our way is given with our best interest in mind. Everything that God has put in your life has been put there for your own good. and he has tilled the soil of your life in this way. In verse 18, we read that of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. Have you ever tried to will something to happen? I doubt that went very well for you. I think we've all done that at times, stared at that pencil on your desk and said, I'm going to make this pencil move if it's the last thing I ever do. But it doesn't happen, does it? We call this telekinesis in the sci-fi world, to literally will something to move, to will physical action on an object. Of course, in science fiction, it's just that, isn't it? It's fiction. With God, there's nothing fictional about it. When God wills something to happen, it happens. Amazing, isn't it? We are not telekinetic, and we are certainly not able to will ourselves to salvation. Our best words and deeds are not capable of achieving that at oneness with God. If it were up to our own will, we would be hopeless. There's only two people that can look into your heart, you and God. And only you and God know what's in there. What happens when we follow our own sinful will? Hate rules our hearts. Gossip controls our tongues. Satan directs our actions. Our sinful nature rages against God. Yet God's will supersedes your will. If it were up to our will, we would be condemned to hell by our own sins. Yet because of Jesus' sinless life, suffering and death on the cross, you have been redeemed. God has willed you to be bought back, to be forgiven. And God chose you to the faith. The Father of lights, our great gardener, literally willed the word of truth into your heart through the most perfect gift of the Holy Spirit. In our gardens, in this sin-corrupted world, any number of things can go wrong. Droughts, floods, little animals getting through the fences. In God's garden, there is no water shortage. There is never a lack of sunlight. There are no holes in the fences of our protection. Verse 18 of our text tells us the reason why the Father of lights brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. We are not a lost crop. We are the fruits that are grown in the garden of God. Once again, we look to the premise of verse 18, of his own will. The will of the Father of lights gives us growth. 1 Corinthians 3:7 says, so neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything but God who gives the growth. God wills you to grow into fruits of lights. The name Father of Lights refers to more than just the sun, moon, and stars. More than the lights of the heavens, he is also the Father of us, the children of light. Ephesians 5, 8, and 9 says, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are the light of the world. Walk as children of light. Planting a garden here on earth can be a trying task. Even if you follow all three steps to perfection, there's no guarantee that it will work out perfectly for you. Thankfully, in God's garden, the growing of the fruit does not depend on our will. It doesn't depend on the rain or the sun or the fences. Rather, it depends wholly on the will of God. You can be confident that through the condemnation of the law, God has tilled your heart in preparation for the planting. Through the sending of the perfect gift of the Holy Spirit, God has planted the seed of the gospel of Christ crucified in your hearts. And by his unchangeable will, God has grown you into the first fruits of his creatures. Created and grown for God's glory, and destined to join God in that glory on the last day. Amen. We will sing of our role as lights in the hymn of, or in hymn 207, verses 1 and 6. 207, 1 and 6.